This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. With exports being a challenge for Northwest growers thanks to pandemic-related hurdles, recently agreed to trade deals could be on shaky ground as well. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says worries about China meeting its obligations in the Phase 1 trade agreement are there, but he believes China is trying.
I think there has been an attempt by the Chinese government to make good on the Phase 1 agreements, but I don't think that we've seen the full results of what that agreement requires. But with this communication from grower groups around the country, I think that gives the administration plenty of backing and horsepower to be able to hold the Chinese government accountable. And that's what we need to do.
Politics aside, Newhouse says this agreement was made in good faith.
Regardless of some of the other things that are going on between our two countries, I think that there's always a complicated plateful of issues that we deal with, particularly when we're talking about the two largest economic powers in the world.
But Newhouse says we have had our ups and downs.
Not always smooth, but I think that the relationship between the two countries is certainly an important one. They are a destination for many of our products as we are of theirs.
Listen tomorrow for more on another trade relationship that's changing very soon.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.